Hey, welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
Hi.
And we're back.
It's a good day.
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Cloudy. Again. I got to squeeze out one more set of sweat for the summer hits. I'm addicted to them.
I actually wore a turtleneck sweater up here.
Wow.
Because I was freezing Friday. It was so cold.
Wow. I'm impressed.
It's crazy.
No, yeah, I've not worn a turtleneck in a while.
Oh, man. I was freezing.
But, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, I've got probably every sweatpants suit in every color. It's kind of a joke with my friends, but I can't get over them.
All right.
So it's anyways, comfy. Okay, well, I noticed when you walked in, you look really pretty because for, you know, if you guys obviously can't see her, but she has on kind of a leopard print with browns in it. And I noticed immediately that your skin looked warmer in color than I see it when you wear black. So, which made me wonder, have you ever had your colors done?
No.
You need to.
I know I do. I've heard great things about it.
Yes.
But it's weird because pre-cancer, everything's pre-cancer, yeah, during and post. Yeah. But pre-cancer, I was a reddish brown hair person, brunette. And then now I'm platinum. And right. So my whole color changed.
Did your hair come back platinum?
No, it came back drab gray.
Well, no, that color wasn't on the list, no, of things
that
to happen.
That wasn't the plan. No, it comes back without any color usually. It comes back just...
Okay.
Like you're 99 years old. So then I went platinum. So it's a whole different color because I had to change my makeup color, had to change lipstick color, everything, because wearing the same, and even like white, if I wear white now with this hair.
Yeah, no. When you look at my before picture, I went in that day wearing a white t-shirt and it really was shocking to see. I'm considered a warm paint box spring. So you have spring, summer, winter, falls. And, there really is a different color palette for all of it. And then that you can get style done, which I've not done that before. But man, I'm telling you, getting your colors done is like life-changing.
Yeah, I should do that.
You really should. I think it was about $250 when I did it. I'm sure it's probably the same. I went to a girl called Coded in Color is her Instagram. It's like coded.in.color. Her name's Crystal, and she's got a great team. It's a great gift that keeps on giving forever and ever and ever. Just wondered because I thought you looked good in those colors.
Thank you. I used to wear brown when I was when I was brown headed. Mm-hmm. I wore browns, and I remember I always got compliments, but then I kind of get away from it.
It makes a difference. Really does.
I'll have to try it and see. So, I do feel like I've started getting a little bit more sleep, thanks to some of the people that have written to us. And then what I realized is, you got to make it a priority. And I've always heard that, but it's like, whatever. You know, I'd get home and get my laptop out and work until 10 or 11 and put the laptop away and then try to go to sleep. And then I wasn't sleeping. I mean, as we all know, and then going through with everything with my mom. And so kind of since we started really talking about it, and plus I've been getting an average 2 to 3 hours of sleep, I've just really thought, man, I have to make this, I got to make it a priority.
Yep.
So about 8:30, I really start thinking about it. And in fact, I went out to dinner Friday night. And I was the whole time going, I got to get home. It's past
You're
my...
You're stressing about it.
Yeah, I was, because I thought, man, I'm not going to sleep tonight. So about 8:30, I've got a whole routine now, drinking like magnesium, and I'm doing oils, and I'm now up to like 6.5 hours of sleep last night.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm still, you know, your circadian rhythm is so huge, and I still wake up at 4 on the dot, and I couldn't go back to sleep, but I slept until 4, which is unheard of for me. So I do feel like it is, you got to make it a priority. You can't just, I think as we get older,
I think you're totally right. First thing,
you could stay out till 2 and hit the bed and you're asleep, but
there's no
not
way.
At this age, no.
I don't know how these moms and dads go to like parents weekend at, you know, OSU and OU. I'm like, how are they surviving a whole weekend of college kids? Like, I would
crazy hours
die.
Yeah,
I would absolutely die for a week. You might as well just send me to China and get jet lag and come back. So yeah, well, so kudos to you parents that can pull that off,
because I'm sure that is a busy weekend. Well, 2 nights ago I had ordered these lights from somebody I follow on Instagram, and ended up being from China. So it's taken a month to get here. And then on Saturday they set out for delivery Saturday. Well, I had them shipped here to my office. We're not open on Saturday.
Now you're not there.
So I tracked it all day Saturday. It kept saying that up till 10 o'clock that night. It still said it. So started over on Sunday tracking. I thought they've taken it back and it's just not showing up on the thing. They've obviously got it at the warehouse somewhere. And it was a weird delivery team I've never heard of. Sunday night, I can't sleep. It's midnight. I happen to think, I haven't tracked that in a while. I wonder if it's back at the warehouse. They delivered it. like 10:05 p.m. here at this building, which is a vacant, very busy building
at night though.
And dark and no one's here.
Right.
But those aren't going to be there in the morning. So at 12:15, I'm driving here in my pajamas to get my package out at the door.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And so this in the parking lot, you know, is in the back, which is scary. There's all sorts of things happening in this parking lot overnight. So I drove through the drive-thru, wasn't there. So I said out loud to myself, this is really stupid, but I'm going to the back of this building. Uh-huh. And sure enough, I drive back here. There's my package sitting.
That's insane.
At the door. Yeah. I sent them a really nice little email yesterday morning. But anyway, so then I didn't get back till 12:30. So needless to say, at 2 o'clock, I was still
rhythm.
My whole evening planning.
At least you got a rhythm going.
It does help. I mean, I'm definitely seeing a difference. I feel rested today, even though I still was
early.
I'm feeling better. So I think you have to make it a priority. Sadly,
I think you're right.
As we get older.
And then here our kids can sleep 12 hours.
Yeah, like it's
like
nothing.
Now.
I was thinking about that the other day, how I could sleep till 10 o'clock and then hit my alarm at 10, you know, when you're younger. Not now.
Have you ever, use those silk pillowcases? Mm-hmm. Like the actual real silk, not satin. Yeah, I like those. I don't have an eye mask that's by them also. And man, I like how it stays cold, just feels good. And
yeah. So, there's a whole science to sleeping.
There is. There is.
Which is really kind of
next,
sad.
I need to switch all my clothes to linen and have all these natural fiber. I'm like, there's a lot to saving
but
yourself.
I think it makes a difference.
It does.
Sadly, it does.
I try to just find that balance because heaven knows I'm not going to be perfect.
I know.
In my ways. But we can balance it out.
Yeah.
A little Dr. Pepper here, a whole lot of water there. A little Botox there, a whole lot of natural oils over here.
Yeah.
So you just, I don't know. We got to find our balance and what makes us happy. So
that's true.
And we were talking about water, you know, last, I would say for a while, I had bought a whole bunch of bottled water, like cases and cases from Sam's to make sure we always have some on hand. It was really just there for emergencies. If we need it, as you know, like we distill our own water. That's our thing. We have for many, many years. Well, I've noticed I've had a whole lot, like my tissue has just been hurting. Like just like if you just kind of touch my legs or touch my arm, I just felt tender. And I mean, my aches and pains had been a whole lot worse than normal. Well, a couple other people in my family have talked about, man, I'm really sore. I just ache. And the only thing I could put my finger on was everyone's stealing those bottled waters. Like it is, I'm constantly replenishing them. They've gotten lazy about just going to the distilled tap and making their own cup or whatever.
Because you guys only drink distilled water typically. Okay.
Yes. And I was like, you know, that's got to be, there has to be something to this maybe, because this was something we didn't always do. And I worry about the plastics and they sit in the, I mean, the water can even sit in my car for a day before I get it out. I mean, the heat from those bottles. And then I cleaned out our house ice maker, or attempted to, and now I'm getting a new one coming in because I really replace them about once a year anyway, because once you look up in there, like the nastiness that is in there. And so you think about what's in the ice maker tubing at your house, in the water, the refrigerator water dispensers, which I would never have. I would never, ever use that. I just think about all the mold toxicity, because that's what you can see in those ice makers. I mean, it's gross. So anyways, I just wondered, so I've really kind of gotten away from the bottled water over the past week. And then I also started, you know, all of those oils came in from Get Blessed Botanicals. But it took about 4 days, and it was suddenly I woke up one morning this week, and the tenderness to my skin, it's like the inflammation had just gone away. Now my knee still hurts right now. So, but that's when I'm on it for too long. However, I just think there's something to getting off the bottled water and all those plastics. It has to be doing something really not great to our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just came to mind because I was like, I really have felt a difference in the tenderness of my skin over the last week. And it has to be from the breakdown of inflammation.
Well, and I think I've tried to get back on drinking more water. I always drink water, but I probably don't drink enough. And I've been back on drinking more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked about a couple of episodes ago where if you drink salt water at night before you go to bed, it'll actually, it binds to the salt binds to the water and actually sends that water to all the organs as opposed to your bladder, so you won't get up during the middle of the night. So I tested that, and it totally is true, because I didn't do it for 2 nights, and I woke up 2 nights in a row to go.
And you're just doing a pinch of it?
Yeah, just a little, just enough that it's salty, but it's not unbearable to drink. And I only do, like, I swallow, like, just a swallow of it, not a ton of it. But it works. It keeps you from waking up. And having to go to the bathroom, because after drinking so much water till your body kind of gets reacclimated to it, it really does make a difference. So I'm back on
salt
water.
And I got to do that because I've got the little dish sitting there. I need to be like you and get a routine. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not straying from my routine because I have a lot of things that I like to do. So
I've always been that way, which I think is what you and I have in common, where we're always studying to find what works better for us. And I think I've been that way really diligently since chemo because it affected me so negatively. But then us doing this has even made me more attuned to what works and what doesn't work and studying. And so putting a routine together to sleep is powerful, and I think it does really work. It's made a difference for me. It's made a difference. I mean, I was averaging 2 and 3 hours, so I've doubled that. If I can add another hour, I mean, that's pretty good compared to
My husband didn't get home at, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. That makes it, the routines are hard in a household like that.
Yeah.
But so the oils that I got in, I make a picture of everything I've been taking, and I do it twice a day. And I've really backed off of any other vitamins or anything that I'm taking. So I can supplement like with a D3K2 little pill, but I'm taking obviously organic black seed oil. All this is organic, so I'll save the words. I'm taking turkey tail mushroom extract that will boost your immune system, reduce inflammation, and a whole lot of more. I'm taking Irish sea moss, which is wildcrafted, rock grown, 92 out of your 102 minerals that your body needs. I'm taking liver cleanse, which is a heavy metal detox, a kidney cleanse, and gallbladder cleanse. And all of these do a whole lot more than what the few things I'm listing. I'm taking moringa extract, which I was really excited to get. It's basically nature's multivitamin. I mean, like those are, now I'm just taking a liquid vitamin. And lemon balm, which is a natural sleep aid. And the last thing is, there was one called chill pill. I got a smaller bottle of that just to kind of use it on whoever might need it. I don't take it every night, but it is great for anxiety, stress, and hyperactivity, and so much more. So, and all of that, they had a great sale the day I placed it, but all that came to like $334 without the sale. And that day I got it for $250. But I mean, as of right now, I instead of all the vitamins and everything else that I've been buying, I think I'll probably continue just to do that. And it isn't an MLM. It's just a homegrown, home-based company. And this is what they've done. Like they healed their own Lyme disease with it after lots of struggles with the doctors. Again, that website is getblessedbotanicals.com if anybody wants to go link. Look at it.
I ordered some too after having dinner with you and you talking about it. I ordered the liver cleanse and I ordered, I'm pretty sure I have Hashimoto's is what it's coming down to with my blood work. I'll find out more today. And so I want to cure it naturally, obviously, instead of getting on a synthetic thyroid. Which explains a lot of things about what's going on with me. But I got the liver cleanse and I got moringa, which is supposed to help.
That's like vitamins and all that.
Yeah. And then I did the sleepy time, which I tried last night for the first time, made it to 4. So that's good.
Great.
And then I did
The lemon balm.
Lemon balm like you did. And then one other one, I can't remember now, but the liver detox. So, PTSD is so real in so many ways, and obviously it is with cancer too. And so when I got that, because I went on a liver detox when I was going through chemo, when I was so sick and nothing was working for nausea, the doctor I went to, or it wasn't a doctor, but like a naturopath, put me on a liver detox. And it did help, but I ended up, didn't get any more from him. It's a long story. But when I pulled out that liver detox and I smelt it, it smelt the same as that medicine that vitamin I was taking. I went into full PTSD yesterday. I literally had to pack them all back up and put them in the box. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to do this because just the nausea that swept over me yesterday, just smelling that.
Wow.
But then I know it's going to really work.
Have like a real kind of a tangy. Have you tasted them yet?
I did the sleepy time last night.
They're all just kind of a real tangy, sweet. They're not, none of them are bad. My kids can handle it. So
yeah, what it says on the bottle, mix it with orange juice for better flavor. So I was like,
I didn't even do that. I'm like, I just take it.
It didn't bother me last night, but I was literally PTSD is like, whoa.
It brings you back. Memories.
My oncologist lives in my neighborhood and he walks his dog all the time. And there are times I want to run over him when he's. You're not supposed to see your oncologist every time you turn around because it really does. Yeah. Your body reacts to it. It's
That's
like
crazy.
Your heart palpitates and it's kind of crazy.
This company also sells soursop, which a lot of people maybe in the cancer world have heard how the soursop is supposed to be very healing when it comes to cancer. So just know this is a company you can get that from. They're very interesting. And I love their Instagram. A lot, really informative and yeah, all that. So,
well, we're on it now. We got, because I did it last night with the sleepy time. And then I just wasn't quite ready for the liver detox yet. Uh-huh. So I'm going to do it today.
Twice a day.
I know.
That is my routine. I am doing very good about that. You want a lesson for ChatGTP?
Oh, yeah.
Something new that I found out. So if you put a you can take a picture of anything like in your house, outside your house. In this case, we want to do a little garden outside in a certain spot. Mm-hmm. We took a picture at like 5 o'clock in the evening. I sent it to ChatGTP and I said, hey, design me a garden with a realistic picture. You want to use the words realistic picture using, like, we have a corrugated, 4x8 corrugated planter we want to use. We also want to do some pots for potted gardening. And then we have an 8-foot section of fence that I want to utilize that to also hang some gardening stuff off of. Mm-hmm. I basically gave it all those details. And then I said, please give me a landscape design for gardening and with pots in this area with a realistic picture. That thing came back with you really couldn't even tell that it wasn't the back of my house. It was so realistic and it placed all the pots. It totally designed my landscape.
That's so crazy.
Absolutely. And I adjusted it a couple of times and I said, scoot the planter over here to the left of the gutter. So it regenerates a picture. Now I do pay now for the $20 a month deal, but you could get I think you can get about 3 pictures a day out of the free thing. And it's amazing. And I keep hearing about now you've heard of iridology. And that's for people that don't know that, you can go, there's even a lady over in, I think it's Sepulpa. You can go over to her store over there and she will do free iridology on you. And then she refers you to all the vitamins in her store that would help your deficiencies and things like
that. Based on the reading.
Yes. So a lady was talking the other day that you can send you just take a picture of your eye in a light, in a bright room and send it to ChatGTP and it will completely do an iridology reading for you. One that would cost you hundreds of dollars, mm-hmm. and tells you things you're deficient in. Now, have I been brave enough to send a picture of my eye yet? No, I haven't done that yet. I don't know. I don't know when I'll get brave enough to do that because I'm kind of weird about that stuff. But then I'm thinking it hasn't seen my eyes. I mean, as if it hasn't been looking at me this whole time.
And listening to you. Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyways, just know those are 2 things with ChatGTP that are cool lessons.
Crazy.
Something new to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's changed too over the time it's been around because mm-hmm. I've used it for a few years for business, but mm-hmm. now I feel like it's so much heftier in what it can do
everything.
Than what it used to be able to do.
If there's anything you think it can't do, people are just wrong. Just ask it. Tell it you need help with something.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't even know the last time I used Google.
Yeah.
So it's all through that app. So if anybody's wondering, it's just an app on your phone. Use the free version. I mean, it's amazing. It'll design flyers, logos, everything you need, it'll take care of it for you.
And I like that it asks you questions. Well, do you want this to be more humorous or do you want it to be?
Yeah, it is really customized. It's very
efficient.
And it learns your language too. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to it the other day. And I was like, I actually said, I go, so do you adjust your tone for the person you're talking to? And it said, oh, absolutely. I kind of follow along. And it gave me an example and it started talking all slang and it just started talking the way
You talk.
Yeah, because it's always very polite to me. And it says, please and thank you.
Yeah.
But I still ask questions in a polite way. I don't know. And it just gave an example and it was actually pretty funny. So yes, it will adjust to the way somebody's lifestyle is.
Because they're stalking you and
all
your
every move. Crazy. But we're getting stalked everywhere. So yeah, I'm like, whatever.
Shit. Well, anyway. Talking about eyes with that whole studying your eyes, I started a red light therapy for my eyes.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's working.
Really?
And it said that I need to go back and read what it said, but I thought it helped with farsightedness. So it would help my reading up close, but it's actually helping with my nearsighted. In fact, I've always kept my glasses in my car because that's where I need them is to drive. I don't really, unless I go to a concert or big production where I'm looking at a screen far away, I'll wear them. But typically I only drive with them. I've driven twice without putting them on. And it's been not thinking about it, but it's one of those things. As soon as I start backing out of my garage, I reach over and put my glasses on because I can tell just in the garage, I need my glasses. Twice I've been halfway to where I was going and realized I didn't have my glasses on, which my sunglasses are prescription. Everything in my car is prescription.
How many times have you done it, do you think?
3 times. You do it every 5 days. So I've only done it 3 times.
And I'm going to come get them from you on your day 3.
Yeah, we should. I mean, why not?
And then I'll take my contacts out because
it's kind of amazing. I'm going to tell you. And that whole red light thing,
wow.
because of that, seeing that result, I've always been a believer in red light and I've always used a red light mask. But because of thinking I have Hashimoto's based on my thyroid numbers on my blood work, I started putting my red light mask for my face on my thyroid.
Thyroid, yes. And they say to also do that with castor oil. You know that, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. Castor oil packs on your thyroid. Like they have actual neck wraps so that you can make a castor oil pack for thyroid stuff.
Okay.
So we need to look into that. Castor oil for thyroid. And you just make a pack.
I'm
so
telling
you pour
you.
The oil on, it's like an all cotton pad, and then it has this little neck wrap and you wrap it around your neck. And you can do the same thing, make one for your kidney, make one. And I actually need to do one for my knee to kind of help with my inflammation on my knee.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, you can do a lot with that. Castor oil.
Well, I do the red light too because I really believe in
that absolutely
crazy red light therapy.
My sister, they had a dog that had horrible hip pain. Would have to go to the chiropractor and get it would throw its back out a lot. And the vet had even recommended like one of those flashlight red lights to use on the dog. And it was so helpful to the dog's pain. So you can use it on your dogs, like on their joints, on their. I mean, Daisy would need a red light the size of a TV fit. Insane body, but yeah, so you can use that on your dogs as well.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. I really want a whole red light therapy.
I do
sauna.
Too. I do too.
Ventured out to outside of our perimeter to a restaurant.
Did you get a nosebleed?
I did. Got dizzy, got confused.
Brookside,
I left Brookside and went to Jinx.
Oh, wow.
City Hall.
Yeah.
Restaurant in Jinx with a friend on Saturday night. It was actually really good. It's a Elliot Nelson chain of restaurants. Yeah. Really good.
Okay.
Very cute little place, you know, white linen tablecloths and downtown Jinx. Pretty good. Okay. I had a ribeye.
I need to wander out that way then.
Yeah. I mean, I actually go out there often. I have a lot of friends that live in Jinx and my book club girls are in Jinx. Mm-hmm. And so most of them. And so I go out there all the time. I'm okay. I'm not the midtowner person that can't leave. Is it 41st? Is that the parameters? You can't go past 41st.
My chiropractor's on 46. So I will go to 46.
Okay. I actually venture further out, but it was actually really good. I definitely recommend it. She got a, what'd she get? Sea bass.
Nice.
And said it was really good.
Okay.
And so anyway, new little restaurant to try. I don't know how long they've been open. I think they've been there for a while. I think it's new.
Jinx is really, really cute. When I have one there, like, it is really, really cute.
Broken Arrow downtown is really cute.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Bixby downtown in a long time, so I'm not really sure what's going on out there. But
gosh, I had to show a house out in Bixby this week, and it was a 40-minute drive. Yeah. You're just landlocked, I feel like, over there. You either got I-75 or you got Memorial.
This one's not a fun one to talk about. We're going to talk about it anyway. I have found out, I always wear organic deodorant.
Uh-huh.
And I have noticed if I don't eat any kind of sugar, and I mean sugar from carbs, all the sugar, I don't have to use deodorant.
Isn't that crazy?
But as soon as I eat sugar, I need deodorant.
You know, they say that, though. They say the cleaner you eat.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you don't. Your body is not going to expel nastiness.
Nastiness, yeah.
So, I mean, it makes complete sense.
It's kind of crazy.
It really is.
Because, I mean, I really could go, and some of it's the lack of needing deodorant. Some of it's from chemo. I think chemo just fries everything. And so I haven't really needed it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But there's zero need for it unless I eat something bad.
Really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I started reading about it because I thought, am I just being ridiculous? Is this just in my head? But I mean, you can find all sorts of articles on it that sugar will cause body odor. And I just find that so fascinating to me.
Otherwise, crazy. It's going to come out of you.
Well, I think so much happens at the cellular level of your body. And if you try to get rid of, you know, fix the cellular level, which I think we've figured out with everything that we're doing,
you
fixes everything.
Right.
Yeah. It just makes a big difference. And taking vitamins that truly affect that level will affect everything else.
I'm excited to finish up to do, you know, I think everything does require 3 months to really get a good, of consistency, to really get a good feel of how it's going to work for you. So I'm so excited, though, to see how, I commit to committing to these oils.
Have you
extracts.
Taken them before?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Well, black seed. I've been taking black seed for a while now. However, they say 5 milliliters because they put a dropper in the thing. So that one's more than any of the other ones, I feel like. The other ones are like maybe 2 milliliters, which is like 2 of the half droppers. But the black seed oil, I wasn't taking near enough. I mean, I'm excited. I think there would absolutely be a difference. Okay, so this is an off-topic thing. This is totally random, but you know, I'm sure a lot of people have to use paper plates and paper bowls and stuff like that. I mean, especially if you're a family on the go, it's like whatever. So I discovered paper boats, the food trays you can get at Sam's. You can probably get them on Amazon too. And it says food serving, like little paper boats, and they'll hold liquid. They'll do whatever. I'm just telling you, if you are a paper plate or paper bowl, look at the 3-pound paper boats, because like, especially if you're at the lake and the wind hits your plates, it doesn't blow your food off your plate because this boat is big enough to hold everything and kind of has sides to it.
Oh, okay.
You can get like 500 of them for $22. Like it is so much cheaper than paper bowls, paper plates. I mean, it's insane. So anyways, I saw that one day, and I went and got them to have at home and at the lake and love them. Little money saving tip. Paper boats instead of paper plates. Uh-huh. Instead of paper plates and bowls.
Oh, I have to say, I had my dad over here Friday to do a podcast. My dad's a 2-time cancer survivor, had stage 4 cancer, then 3 years later, stage 3, and he's 18 years cancer free. And so I had never had him on my cancer. I have the Poison Bald and Still Standing podcast, and I had never had him on it. And so he came over here Friday, which was my mom's birthday. And I kind of did that on purpose to kind of distract him. And he came over here and did the podcast with me, and just listening to him and talk about, this is such a coincidence that I had never even thought about. His first surgery to remove part of his colon was June 29th. Then 3 years later, it came back, and he had a surgery again to remove some more colon on June 29th. My surgery to remove my uterus, since I had uterine cancer, was June 28th. Is that crazy? Never even put that. I said, Dad, did you know that our surgeries were like so? He goes, yeah, I knew it. Like, oh, thanks. My dad's sharing. So matter of fact. He just doesn't, you know, get.
Wow. He probably knows all the things you don't even realize.
Oh, yeah. He's got all
he's
the
just
dates.
Been registering it all. And
yeah.
But I just aren't as vocal as we are.
Yeah.
So did he have a secret? Did he have some lifestyle change that really kept that away for 18 years?
He changed his eating habits, obviously. He probably was, you know, he was born in West Texas, so they ate lots of Spam and.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that,
Vienna sausages,
all this stuff. And so he stopped. That was the one thing the doctor said. And to really stop eating a lot of beef. And so he's, but then you see people that only eat beef and they're healthy as an ox. So I just think, you know, some of it's your body and hereditary and the kind of beef you're eating.
Yeah.
And he was not eating the right kind, the clean organic. So he's changed that. He eats a lot of fish. Tons of fish and some chicken, but he really lives off a lot of fish, and he eats beef, but not, he really eats clean. I make sure it's the right kind of beef for him, but I'm not really anything else. I mean, he's so matter of fact about all of it. And he just, you know, he kind of rolls with the punches, but the fact that he's 18 years, I'm just like,
that's impressive.
Give me that, please. Yeah. Especially with stage 4 and stage 2.
That's insane. Like, you don't hear that. 3.
Yeah, and so close together. But and anyway,
regular radiation and chemo.
He didn't do radiation. He did only chemo, but he did it, you know, two 16 rounds twice, 3 years apart, and is doing really well. So anyway, it was That's fun amazing. To have him over here. It was.
Love it.
Well, we're almost out of time. Did you have something else?
I don't think so.
I have a thought to leave us on. Somebody sent this to me and I was like, oh, it's such a great idea. I'm going to try it. If you like in your notes on your phone, your notes app, to every day write down. Things always good happen to me. And write down something that happens to you that's good.
Okay.
They said you'll be surprised at how much good happens that you don't think about. Yeah. I feel like I need to write down good things.
That's very true.
So that's a good way to leave it.
Well, I guess happy Mother's Day to everybody coming up. It's going to be a rough day, Lisa.
Yes.
It is. It's funny, we were talking and I'm like, I think maybe I've reached a new milestone where I don't get that frog in my throat every time. And there is a day and it does come. And I know you're really in the depths of it right now. So, and by the way, Lisa bought us matching butterfly chains and it's so special. She surprised me with it today and it has my mother's initials on it. That's going to make me cry. So we see lots of butterflies and cardinals.
And you know, what's so funny is like, you don't realize until you don't have your mother here, how much Mother's Day is just pushed so hard on people.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I turn around, it's another Mother's Day ad. Mm-hmm. What are you buying your mom for Mother's Day? It's like, everywhere. Oh my gosh.
It's so much.
It makes you want to stay off your phone because you forget how much they push it. It's definitely a holiday where you make money. And so it's like, whoa. I mean, we've had Easter, then we've had her birthday, and now we're having Mother's Day.
It's like, well, this Mother's Day, I'll share it with Ty's birthday. So it probably won't be too much about Mother's Day. And then the next day is our anniversary. We've always had these 3 days of like, it's Ty's birthday, Mother's Day, our anniversary, all 3 days together. So, you know, I mean, Stephen and I have not ever taken that vacation yet for an anniversary, because how could we do that and leave Ty on his birthday? And so, it is what it is.
Someday it's coming though, when they're out on their own. And
I'm fine with it. I don't like leaving my kids. So. Yeah.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Yes. And all the grandmas.
Happy graduation. Everybody graduating.
All right. Well,
we appreciate you guys.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.